Yes, Your Honor. I graduated from East Harvard High School in 1996. I am currently a teacher at Hennepin School. I coordinate the CBIS program there, and at Hennepin we focus on being Hennepin Heroes. We focus on honesty, effort, respect for others, respect for the environment, and respect for God. That being said, it is a genuine respect for others and you, as well as respect for myself. This comment is not the same for the school student I'm going to be. There is a kindergarten teacher in our building named Christina Posa. Mrs. Posa is a very strong teacher, and she teaches her 5-year-old children that when someone does something that they don't like, to turn around and say, "Silly, you punched me in the back, and I don't like it." Through this conversation, she empowers them to communicate effectively and to stand up for themselves. Now, this conversation looks differently. You include returning and negotiation contracts, and you cut people's income by 5%. That conversation changes a little bit. Now, January 13th, the Private Education Association went to the high school. We were loud. Were we emotional? Yes, we were. Because our family's income was cut by 5%. And before you judge us, I ask you to consider how you would do that. I believe that you would stand up for yourself. I believe your voice would be loud and your message would be as passionate as ours was. Because all we said at that meeting was school committee. We put that in the back and we don't like it. I stand before you today as a taxpayer in Providence, Rhode Island. I am a third-generation taxpayer. My parents live here still. My grandparents live here. And I also stand before you as a teacher in Providence. I work beside some of the finest individuals I've ever met in my life. All of them highly qualified at the job that they do and have the strongest love for children that I've ever seen. I had the privilege working in the talent development program before that was dismantled, unfortunately, due to lack of funding. And that allowed me to work in 5 different elementary schools. And talented individuals don't only sit at my school, they are across the district, and we are so fortunate to have them here with us. I also made a voice as a proud parent of 2 children in this district. And one of them came to this district from a private school. And I am so happy to say, or sad to say, that my husband and I wasted a lot of money sending him to a private school because the education that he is receiving now at his East Providence Elementary School far above and beyond exceeds what he receives at the private school. He is flying, and that's due to the incredible teaching team that he has. I am unbelievably astounded at the way that these students have gone. This is no longer just about money. This is about respect, something that we teach our children every single day. And what amazes me is what I see on the television and when I read in the newspaper. And I would love to have the opportunity to sit down with the, I'm sure, very fine woman who lives on Greenwood Avenue in Rumford, who referred to me, along with my colleagues, as a sub, because I'm 38 years old, and I've never in my life been referred to as a sub. And that's only one of many names that I have been called. As a teacher, living my dream job, which I don't call it a dream job because I'm living large. I call it my dream job because I'm working with children. That if all the people in this room here that are educators that I am so honored to work with are a band of subs, and I have never been more honored in my life to be associated with them.